I have a few announcements to make about where we're at with the building, being in between buildings right now. This is kind of a temporary spot for us. And we've got some big, new, exciting things up and coming that I'm really excited to talk to you guys about. Kind of ties in a lot with what we've been learning on Wednesday nights in the Book of Acts. We've studied for about 2 months now all about the travels and the life of Paul and these missionary journeys that he's taken. And when we talked specifically last Wednesday how we are all missionaries to the city of Clarksville. In fact, at the end, I had everybody stand up and I commissioned you as missionaries to the city. And it was really cool. It was a good visual to me, and I hope it was to you as well. But the thing that Paul's a master at is he's good at just reaching the culture that he's called to. And he grew up as a Jew, and so that is where he went first. Any city that he went to, he specifically went in with the intent that I'm going to reach them first. And then after that, he would begin to branch out, and eventually he'd go to the Gentiles or whatever. And so he would start at the Jewish synagogue and go elsewhere eventually. And right now, where we're at with the church, being out of our church building now for about 6 weeks, month and a half since the flood, we're a few weeks out from moving back in. We're kind of at a pivotal point right now with the church, a time that we really have felt like God might use this to just kind of totally change things up and shake things up a bit. We're learning a lot ever since moving out here from New Mexico about being in Bible Belt culture and what doing church in Bible Belt culture looks like. I come from the Southwest, and so things are a little bit differently out there, done differently out there. We had a large Catholic population out there. It's a little different here. People grew up in the church, and so a lot of times there's just things that are done differently out here than they are out there. And so what we're going to do is follow Jesus' example, follow Paul's example of reaching that culture in their way first. And so I'm really excited tonight to announce that in 3 weeks from this weekend, we're going to be switching our Saturday night service to a Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. I'm really excited about this because this I believe, is really going to open the doors for many more people to come check out the church and be involved in what we're doing. I've found from asking a lot of people, to come to church even, it's turned into somewhat of a barrier that we have a Saturday night because people have been so busy during the day and stay at home with their families a lot of times. And so I really believe that Sunday morning is going to open the doors even further for us to be even more effective in reaching our culture here. So I'm really excited about that. We are going to begin that 3 weeks from this weekend, and it'll be our first day in the building will be Sunday, July 11th at 10 a.m.